This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Time to catch up and talk sport with Mel McLaughlin from 7 News. She joins us. Hey, Mel, how are you?
It's good. It's been a little while, Graham. How are you?
Very good. Still, in a way, celebrating following the Blues' victory last Wednesday night. It was an amazing victory.
You know what? Yeah, it's funny because there's so much sport on at the moment. I've just had to, like, it feels like a lifetime ago. And, it wasn't, though, obviously, just last week. And what a statement that was. The Blues, you got to say, were favourites. But I saw one guy on Twitter, a guy I used to work with, he just blew up. And I didn't know if he was joking. He's like, this is all rubbish. All this talk that it's going to be close. It's, you know, going to be the Blues. But I think he said 48 or something. And I just went, oh, yeah. And then, obviously, he wasn't far off, was he? What a statement. You look at that and you go, it's going to be a whitewash, but and obviously it might not. We're away at Suncorp next, but my goodness, we looked ridiculous. Yeah, and obviously Freddie got it right. So, you know, the coaching staff, they're all geniuses now. But if you took a few gambles and, you know, it's just exciting to see the young guys that he just threw in there. Obviously, we knew there were going to be a bunch of Penrith stars and a lot of youngsters as well. And we've got to mention Brian Toto. It was so good. He's got such a beautiful backstory. It was so good to see the kid from Mount Druitt do so well.
No, it was an amazing win. But I suppose following on from that and earlier on this week, a former Blues star, I suppose sadly, announcing his retirement from the game and Boyd Cordner wrapping up his career, not playing since last year's Origin Series at sort of towards the back end of 2020.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago we were talking about, will he be back for the Origin Series? And then we heard, oh, yeah, he's not going to be back till after the Origin Series. But this is, you know, you have to take your hat off to him. He only just turned 29. He's one of the greats. Roosters captain, Kangaroos captain, Blues captain, as you say, he's really well loved. He obviously finally he's fought against it, but we know the Roosters, they're very big on due diligence, and really everyone has to be, but they're quite conservative, which is not a bad thing. He suffered too many head knocks, and he said himself, you know, he cried and he said, I couldn't forgive myself if I'd had another head knock, because we don't know what that could mean. But, you know, Brad Fittler was at his you know, at the announcement, Cooper Cronk, Mitchell Pearce, Anthony Milicello, Todd Carney, Wade Graham. So a bunch of players from all different walks of life, you know, former and current. That just tells you how well-loved he is. But, yeah, the Roosters, they've lost a few players to concussion or injury, long-term injury as well this year that have, you know, forced them into retirement. It's scary, but it's good. It's got to be a good thing for the game.
Exactly right. We're catching up tonight talking sport with Mel McLaughlin from 7 News, and let's move to a different form of football, into soccer. Our Socceroos and Matildas, they played overnight, Mel, but the Euro Championships are on at the moment. Mel, we know you love your soccer. Now, I'm not really following this closely, but are these games being played in the UK or right across Europe?
It is across Europe, all different places. And there was going to be a couple more, but because of COVID and empty stadiums and things like that, because they wanted it to be where you could guarantee at least a percentage of fans could be there. So, yeah, there's plenty at Wembley. We saw Hampden Park as well, but it's also, you know, in Seville as well. We travel around the place. It was Munich last night. I think it's great being right across Europe in some capacity. Maybe that'll be a sign of things to come. I know you follow Scotland. And listen, they were shell-shocked. But Scotland played really well, but went down 2-0, courtesy of Patrick Schick. But I don't know if you saw the goal. There was one in particular that's easily the goal of the tournament, maybe the goal of the year, maybe the goal of... It was a goal for the ages. It was ridiculous. So you went down fighting, as the Scottish tend to do.
And they've got a big match coming up, I think, early Saturday morning our time, when they play England at Wembley. Yep. Who are the favourites for the Euros, Mel, during this current championship?
Firstly, what about that? The old rivalry between those two, the fierce rivalry, the old enemy. That's going to be, you know, enormous. A lot of people setting their alarms for the wee hours. But look, it's debatable. France, a lot of people consider France because of their squad is unbelievable. And the group of death played last night as match day one wrapped up. And it was France taking on Germany and close on the scoreboard. And don't get me wrong, Germany have a team full of stars as well. But France are next level, and they were led led by Kylian Mbappe, as in their superstar. I want to say young star. He's been around a long time, but he's not that old. PSG star as well. He just looked ridiculous. They all looked, up for it. Belgium are world number one. They also have an extremely high-quality squad. They're a bit older, so people are saying it's now or never for them. But those two you would find are the most common candidates for favourites. England have a lot of games at home at Wembley. There is a lot of the teams have home ground advantage and plenty of it, and others travel a fair bit. So, France or Belgium, I would like my dad to see England lift a trophy, so I'm sort of going for them a little bit too.
Mel, as always, great to catch up and talk sport. Mel McLaughlin from 7 News, really appreciate your time. Enjoy all the sport that is coming up over the next 7 days, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Graham. Sounds good.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.